Sabrina, Sabrina McBride, MCBRIDE, 121-72. Just complained my cough is not getting any better. Our patient is a 51-year-old woman who was treated with a Z-Pak, Medrol, Dose, Miclocephin, and Decadron end of March of this year. Subsequently has had increased cough, or has since then. At first she got better, then she had symptoms of cough and congestion. She comes in today with cough, congestion, dizziness, nausea, vomiting, abdominal pain, lower extremity edema, and not feeling well, period. In the paragraph, she has had some exposure. She works for a chemical plant, but she says most of the time she's been indoors now. Allergy Bactrim, social, last period 3 weeks ago, denies pregnancy. Positive smoking, half a pack to a full pack a day. No drug use, no smoking use. Patient has been widowed for 14 years. She has a fiancé, has been pregnant twice. Family history, stroke, hypertension, coronary artery disease. Mom has a defibrillator. COVID immunization, none. Medical problems, negative. Surgical problem, negative. She's not taking any medication at this time. She's finished her Z-Pak and Medrol dose pack. Allergy Bactrim, 142 pounds. Down 4 pounds, 98%, 97.6, 16, 88, 124 over 80. Heart pulse, symptoms are stiff, tachycardic at times, lungs, ronchi, coarse breath sounds, abdomen, soft, TMs are red, posterior appendix is red, and inflammatory non-focal skin shows no rash. Assessment, number one, exacerbation of COPD. Number two, she must quit smoking in big letters. Next one is bronchitis. Next one is chest x-ray shows no evidence of pneumonia. Next one is flu is negative, A and B. Next one is strep is negative. Next one is COVID is negative. Next number, pharyngitis. Next one is anterior chain lymphadenopathy. Next one is nausea and vomiting related to postnasal drip as well as gallstones. She did not know about her gallstones. Next one is abdominal pain. It's improved at this time. Part of it is because of the coughing, she tells me. Next number is leg pain and muscle pain. Because of these symptoms, we did an ultrasound of the upper and lower extremity. No PVD or DVT was noted. Next one was come back on Saturday. Next one was treated with prednisone 5 milligram, number 60. Everything is good. Prednisone 5 milligram, number 60, taper times 15 days. Next one was Levaquin 750 once a day. Next one was Finnegan DM. Next one was Albuterol 2.5 per 3 cc solution. Use one vial 4 times a day. Next one was she has a nebulizer at home. Next one was she knows how to use a nebulizer. Next one was she will rinse her mouth after nebulizer use. Next one was she's had a history of carotid stenosis with dizziness. Family history of stroke. We looked at a carotid. This looked within normal limits. Thank you.